Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Charles Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Water and sewer systems across North America are nearing the end of their lifespans. According to Dr. Nicholas Ashbold, that means now is the time to install different systems, ones that would allow for the recovery of nutrients and resources in sewage. Dr. Ashbold holds the Alberta Innovates Health Solutions Translational Chair in Water at the University of Alberta. And as he explains, one innovation is the urine diversion toilet.
80% of the nitrogen that we consume in our diets ends up in the urine stream. And why dilute that 1% of the urine stream with 99% of what else is in the sewer? It's not a very sensible approach. In essence, if you look into the bowl of a urine diversion toilet, it looks like a conventional pedestal, except at the front there's a little bit of a weir and a second hole, if you like, for the urine to go down a separate bit of plumbing to a storage tank, where it can either go in a vacuum or pressure sewer pumped out to a central location, where it can then be taken out to agriculture and directly injected into the ground as a fertilizer.
Dr. Ashbold also suggests foregoing the use of treated water to fight fires. Thanks today to Alberta Innovates Health Solutions. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.